One of those is a medical exemption. So that could be a pre-existing condition of the employee potentially, but it really relates to whether or not some ingredients in the vaccine, not the RNA itself, but the ingredients that are in there that they've shown that they were allergic to it before. The other is the religious exemption, which is the one that's really had most of the play in the media. And that, again, it requires an application review by risk management and human resources, and then a recommendation to me and a letter that would go out to the employee, whether they were approved, required to provide more information, or denied.